you know you are capable of more. Because you have a burning desire to get the absolute most out of your career and life, to starve your fears, to follow your dreams, and to realize your true potential. And we are going to do that together. This is the Own Your Career, Own Your Life podcast. Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Andy Storch, and I'm excited that you are joining me today for another episode to help you up your game and improve your capabilities in the world of talent development or wherever you work, whatever you do. Because today is a solo episode, a topic that I'm going to share on both of my podcasts that is all about embracing uncertainty and change, three mindsets that you can use to embrace uncertainty and change. And the reason I'm doing this now is, there are a couple of reasons. One, I see a lot of uncertainty and change going on, and I think that it's important to learn how to embrace those things, to develop more of a resilient mindset and be able to handle the things that are going on around us. And two, I've been getting a lot of requests from clients asking me to speak in organizations about topics more around uncertainty, mindset, growth mindset, things like that, things I'm going to talk about today. I also gave a keynote very recently on embracing uncertainty using 5 questions. I'll do another episode on that later to share those with you. I want to make sure I have a resource ready to give to you. And I want to tell you that I faced a lot of challenge and uncertainty and change in my own life. And that I'm always making changes in my business and my life as well. I fully embrace the growth mindset. And one of the changes I'm making right now, which might be silly, I don't know if it's a good idea or not, but you may have noticed when you pushed play on this, if you're a longtime subscriber, that the podcast logo looks different, that the title is, the name of the podcast is even different. I have changed the name of the podcast back to our original name of Talent Development Hot Seat. And just a little history on that. I started this podcast in 2018 as the Talent Development Hot Seat, because before that I had a podcast called The Entrepreneur Hot Seat, and I liked the name. It was kind of putting somebody on the hot seat, but not in a bad way, just to ask them questions. And I had that for 3 or 4 years. And then in, I think, 2021 or 2022, I decided to change the name of the podcast to the Talent Development Think Tank to align with the name of the membership community and the conference that we run. I thought it would make sense to have them all with the same name. But for some reason, over the last couple of years, I'd say it's been about 2 years since we did that, it's been in the back of my mind that it just didn't quite work. Like, the podcast should be separate from the community and the conference. We even have an internal podcast that's only available to Talent Development Think Tank community members called the Talent Development Think Tank internal or community podcast. And I'd often get confused between the two. I just think I feel like it should be separate. The hot seat better describes that we're having guests doing interviews, having conversations around talent development. A lot of times when I get introduced in places on other podcasts or for keynotes, the host is still using an old bio that has Talent Development Hot Seat in it. And I keep thinking, I really want to go back to that. And so I've decided to do that. So we just mocked up a new logo and I've changed the name. And the reason I'm sharing that with you before I get into the three mindsets is also twofold, 2 reasons. One, if you're a listener to this podcast, I want you to know that I'm changing it and why I'm changing it. So you have that information. It's the same podcast, just changing the name back to what it used to be, the Talent Development Hot Seat. And 2, to let you know that it's okay to change things. Like, people are so afraid. Not only people are so uncomfortable with uncertainty and change, but people are so, entrepreneurs especially, but lots of people are so afraid to change things because they're so afraid of what other people might think, right? Like, if I change the name, are people going to think that I'm stupid for doing this? And maybe one of you does, but most people probably won't care. As long as the content is good and the title kind of describes what it is, then people are going to be fine with it, right? And feel free to send me feedback, andy@andystorch.com. I'd love to hear from you on what you think about the name change, going back to Talent Development Hot Seat, even though we run the Talent Development Think Tank conference and community. Send me your thoughts on that. So that's the change that I'm making right now. I'm also, I've been making other changes in my business and my life, and I'm seeing uncertainty for myself as well as for so many people that I talk to, that I work with. And so I wanted to share with you again, as I mentioned, 3 mindsets that can help you better embrace uncertainty and change. So mindset number 1 is the ownership mindset. Now, let me back up just a second. For your reference, I know you probably, if you've been listening to me for a while, you've read my book, you know quite a bit about mindset. I see mindset as your outlook and perception on the world. It's how you think and see things. and your perception can create your reality. So there are outside events that happen, and then which are neither good nor bad, and then your perception decides whether they're good or bad, right? You're always perceiving and judging things and deciding like how you feel about certain things that are happening. And then you are choosing your reaction to those. Now, some of those are kind of unconscious reactions. Some of those are more conscious. But the point is, everybody has a different kind of mindset and perception on things, outlook, model of the world, if you will. And you can actually change that over time. It's informed, influenced by your parents, your upbringing, your peers, your friends, the people you surround yourself, as well as the media that you consume. That's like TV media, social media, everything. But that can change over time. I've changed mine, right? By just doing a lot of self-reflection, study, leading with curiosity, things like that. And so there are three mindsets that I think you can use to help you embrace uncertainty and change and challenges that are going on. Number one is the ownership mindset. Ownership mindset, something I've been talking about since I published my book back in 2020, is all about focusing your energy on what's in your control and then trying not to worry too much about things that are outside of your control. So what is not in your control and what is in your control? Well, there are a lot of things in the world that are not in your control, like politics, the weather, the world economy, your company, the leadership, you know, what city officials decide to do, your boss, your colleagues, even your significant other, even your kids and your pets are not in your control. You can try to influence them, but they're not in your control. What is in your control is the way you show up, the way you treat yourself and the way you treat others, the way you respond to the events that are happening, how hard you work, how you treat other people, how you treat relationships, your perceptions, outlooks, reactions to things, what you eat, how you show up at work, how you show up for your family, what you share and engage with on social media, how you interact with other people, how you spend your time, etc. So there's a lot of things that are within your control. And I'm a big fan of focusing your energy on what's in your control and try not to worry as much about things that are outside of your control. So ownership mindset's about focusing on what's in your control, taking full responsibility for everything going on in your career and your life, which you know I'm a big believer in. That's what my book was all about, what my keynotes are all about often. So taking ownership, focusing on what's in your control, believing that life happens for you, not to you. Right? This is a big one. That's a subtle shift that I made many years ago that's made a profound impact on my life, believing that everything in life happens for me, not to me. Even the hard stuff, even the challenging stuff, even when I went through, you know, when the pandemic shut down my business, it created new opportunities for me. Even when I got cancer, it took me a little while to see it. But as I was going through that, I stuck to this belief, gratitude and ownership. I took ownership of that process and believing that everything in life happens for me and it's going to create new opportunities for me. And I really do believe that it has, something that I get to talk about often with people and use it to help other people, inspire other people. And so when you believe that everything in life happens for you, it really can shift your perception of the world and it can allow you to start to turn challenges into opportunities. I also think ownership mindset is not about trying to do everything yourself. You got to be willing to ask for help and be helping others. And remember that life is a journey, right? It's not about one event or, you know, two events. It's not about achieving one particular goal or winning a race or a title or being better than anybody else. Life is about a journey. It's really about growth, and we'll get to growth in a moment. But I'm really a big fan of taking ownership of your life, of your career, of your situation, and your mindset. And ownership mindset says, I'm going to focus on what's in my control, and I'm going to take responsibility for everything that's going on. Even the things that, you know, I wouldn't have chosen, they were out of my control to begin with, but I'm going to take control of it right now. So your boss might give you something to do. You get to choose how to make the best of that situation. A lot of people spend a lot of their time focused on things that are outside of their control. Millions of Americans watch cable news every day, CNN, Fox News, NBC, even ESPN. It's just hours and hours and hours of people trying to not only entertain you, but kind of scare you, raise up some anxiety so that you worry and you keep watching. You feel like you need to watch. And it's really taking a lot of your mind share and energy and making you focus on things that are way outside of your control. Like none of that is in your control. I would rather focus my time and energy on things that are in my control. So that would be my family, my friends, my career, my business, my health, how I spend my time and my mindset, as well as relationships and other things. So I want to focus on those things and try not to worry too much about other things. you know, it's good to kind of keep up with what's going on in the news, to know what's going on, but it's really not as important as people think it is, or as the news outlets would make you think it is. So the first mindset is ownership mindset. When you really focus on what's in your control, you try not to worry about too much, right? There's a lot of companies that are, you know, going through acquisitions and mergers and layoffs, and like, you can't control that stuff. All you can control is how you show up and the value you provide and the job that you do. And then, you know, set yourself, do the things that you can do to set yourself up for future success. I did an episode on that previously in a blog, an article on LinkedIn that I sent out to my email community as well about that, about embracing uncertainty and owning your career in times of change and uncertainty. This is about the mindset. So taking that ownership mindset will really serve you well and take you far. The second mindset is a growth mindset. Now, I know many of my listeners, many of you work in talent development, or you follow my stuff for a while, you're familiar with this idea of a growth mindset. This originally comes from the book Mindset, The New Psychology of Success by Dr. Carol Dweck. And this book absolutely changed my life when I read it in 2016, because I realized that I grew up with a very fixed mindset, and it allowed me to shift to more of a growth mindset. So what Dr. Dweck posited in this book was that people generally operate with one of two mindsets, either a fixed mindset or a growth mindset.
With a fixed mindset, people generally believe that everything in life is fixed. Either you're good at something or you're not. You are smart or you're not. You're creative or you're not. You're good at this one thing or you're not. And what Dr. Dweck posited in this book was that people with a fixed mindset, or studies showed that people with a fixed mindset tended to gravitate toward easier things that come easier to them and away from more challenging or new situations because they didn't want to fail at something. Now, this doesn't mean that people with a fixed mindset couldn't be successful. She actually, there were case studies in there of highly successful athletes and different people who had been very successful, but despite a very fixed mindset, so they were constantly stressed and anxious about failing. Conversely, she said people that operate with a growth mindset tended to believe that we can always learn, we can always grow, we can always get better, and then gravitate towards more challenging situations, because if something's really easy, you're not going to learn much from it. It might feel good to complete it, you know, to get an A on the test, but you're not really learning much from it. Whereas if something's really challenging and you do get some of it wrong, or you do fail at some of it, that is where we learn and grow the most. And we know that we grow the most by getting outside of our comfort zones. And so it's very beneficial to operate, to live with more of a growth mindset. And I've found that in organizations, you know, people with a growth mindset tend to be more creative, more innovative, willing to try new and different things because they're not as afraid of failure. And in fact, I've heard it said, or maybe I've adopted the phrase over the years, that people that with a growth mindset, there really is no such thing as failure. There is only learning and growth. Now, technically there is failure. Failure is just things not going the way that you planned. But we can really start to embrace failure and not see it as being very bad, because it's just an opportunity to learn and to grow. And as I mentioned earlier, when I read this book, it completely changed my life, because I realized that I had grown up with a very fixed mindset. And again, doesn't mean you can't be quote unquote successful. I got very good grades in school because I was so afraid of what would happen if I didn't, you know, the opposite side of things. But I also shied away from a lot of things. Didn't try a lot of things because I was afraid of failure. In fact, fear of failure held me back from doing so many things in life and career and eventually business. And once I read this book in 2016, it would just help me make a big shift to adopting more of a growth mindset. And since then, I have really gotten out of my comfort zone to try so many different things, which has allowed me to start 3 different podcasts, to start my own business, to host a conference, to host a virtual summit, to publish a book, to become a keynote speaker, to build my own training program, to do so many different things. And by the way, like, most of those things worked out pretty well. I would say most of them also didn't work out exactly as I had planned or wanted them to, but most of it worked out pretty well. Plenty of things I tried and failed at. Earlier this year, I had been planning to host a retreat, and I didn't sell nearly as many tickets as I wanted to, and ended up canceling it and changing plans to do something different. And that's okay. And the reason I share that is because I think the growth mindset allows us to try different things and realize over time that even though it's hard and it can be demoralizing at times, if you invest a lot of time and even money into something big and it doesn't work out very well, it's sad. But our greatest fears often don't come to reality. And our greatest fear when it comes to failure, and I've done other stuff on failure, and there's stuff in my book about failure as well, is that we often fear failure. And the reason we truly fear failure is because we fear judgment from others, right? Failure in itself is not that bad. What we truly fear is judgment from others. If we fail at something, then other people are going to look down on us. And it's just really not that true. You know, I just shared with you that I planned to host this summit. I sold a few tickets, but not that many. I ended up canceling it. I'm not too worried about your opinion of me on that or anybody else's. Even the people who bought tickets, I said, hey, sorry, we're not going to do this, and offered them a credit or a refund. And everybody was fine with that. I'm sure they were a little disappointed, as I would have been if I had bought a ticket. But, life moves on, right? And we go on and do other things, and we're not sitting here dwelling on, oh, I can't believe that person tried to do that thing and it didn't work out, right? Now, you're on a team, in a company, at work, things can be a little bit different, right? You ask your boss, hey, I want to really invest time and money in working on this project. And then you do, and it doesn't work out. Of course, you are now spending other people's, a company's money and resources and things like that. And you kind of need to justify your reasons for things. But hopefully you work in a supportive organization that says like, hey, yeah, we want to try stuff because this could lead to new innovations and cool new things. And if it doesn't work out, that's okay. We know we need to try stuff, and hopefully you don't get punished for things failing. If you do, then you're probably not in the right place that is going to be a great sustainable culture for the future anyway, but you knew that. So the second mindset to adopt to help you embrace challenges and uncertainty is growth mindset, because if you're facing a big challenge, then you can start to think about, well, what can I learn from this? How can I turn this into an opportunity? What are the lessons that come out of this? How can I grow from this situation? This is not maybe the situation I would have chosen. It's definitely going to be hard, but I know that I'm going to learn and grow a lot from this. And that is, part of the really like the point of life, right? Like a lot of the fulfillment in life comes from growth. I've talked about that in the past. So let me go ahead and embrace the uncertainty, embrace this challenge, and go and make the best of it. The third mindset to embrace when facing challenges and uncertainty, or really all the time, is the abundance mindset. I've talked about this in the past as well. Abundance mindset is the opposite of scarcity mindset. With a scarcity mindset, we believe that there is a scarce amount of resources, and therefore we need to protect the things that we have. We don't want to share openly with others because they might take what we have. And, there's not going to be enough in the future. So we've got to be really guarded of the things that we have. And the abundance mindset says that, like, no, there is abundance in life. There is plenty to go around. We don't need to worry as much about protecting what we have because we're going to have more in the future. And I often like to say that in an abundant world, when you embrace an abundance mindset, there truly is an unlimited amount of money, love, success, and happiness in the world. Let me repeat that. There's an unlimited amount of money, love, success in the world. What that means is that just because somebody else you know gets a promotion and makes more money, or has a really great vacation and is happy, or falls in love with someone, it doesn't take any of those things away from you, right? It's not a zero-sum game. Maybe technically there is a finite amount of money in the world, but the amount is so large, it can't possibly affect you as a person, right? We're talking about like trillions of dollars and more being printed every day, probably. So we won't go into that, but it really is, it's truly unlimited. And therefore, like, one doesn't take anything away from the other. If you happen to be someone like me with multiple children, you know that there's that kind of initial worry that like, oh, if I have a second child, what if I don't have enough love for the first one? And then you realize that like, oh, that's silly. You have an unlimited amount of love to give. So you can love both of your children or all of your children equally. Just as if you have siblings, you can love them equally. Now, you might like them one more than others. Same with friends and parents, but you have the capacity to love. You have unlimited capacity to love. There's unlimited amount of happiness, fulfillment, and like I said, money and success out there. Now, there are some situations, of course, where you might be competing with someone else for a promotion or a job. If you're interviewing for a job that like only one person's going to get it. I fully recognize that. And I think it's good to be competitive, to do everything you can to put yourself in a position to win, to succeed. But I just want you to remember that there's tons of opportunities out there. If one thing doesn't work out, something else will. And so if you're facing a challenge, you're facing uncertainty, it's great to embrace this mindset. Now, not naively to think like, well, everything will work out, so I won't even worry about it. You do have to take action, right? You have to take ownership. We talked about ownership mindset. Focus on the things that are in your control. And I think that if you really do, and then you kind of adopt this mindset as well, you can be optimistic to say, like, the future is bright. I know things don't look that good right now, or I'm really worried because I don't know what's going to happen with this acquisition or this merger or these layoffs that I heard are coming. But I'm going to do everything I can to put myself in a position to be successful. And then we'll see what happens. But I also know that no matter what happens, I can be happy, that I still have my family that I love, that I can make more money in the future. And money is the tricky one. Of course, it's something that everybody worries about. I worry about it as well, that even though there is an unlimited amount of money, it doesn't mean we can just spend freely and expect that it's just going to come back to us. Although some people with a kind of a woo-woo mindset do, you know, think that way. You know, you need to save, you need to invest. I'm very big on those things as well, financial responsibility. But you also can remember that there is an unlimited amount of money out there, that you can always make more money. There's lots of different ways to make more money. You can't make more time, but you can make more money. And so maybe things don't look good now if you get laid off, but there will be opportunities to get different jobs, start different businesses, make more money in the future, right? So just remember, with an abundance mindset, there's an unlimited amount of money, love, happiness, and success in the world. I truly believe that. So to recap, three mindsets that can help you embrace uncertainty and challenges are the ownership mindset, which is to really focus on things that are in your control and take ownership of your situation, no matter what it is, even if it's something that you wouldn't have chosen. The second mindset is the growth mindset, to believe that you can always learn, you can always grow, you can always improve, you can always get better, and that challenging situations are the best because that is where we learn and grow the most, and growth is what drives a lot of fulfillment in life. And then the third mindset is the abundance mindset, the belief that there is an abundant amount, there's an unlimited amount of love, money, happiness, and success in the world. And so you can always go and find more no matter what is going on in your situation, in your career, in your life. All right. So those are three mindsets. I hope that is helpful for you. You can embrace one or two or even all three of those mindsets. I'm still working on it all the time. And I study this, I talk about it. And I love talking about this in organizations. I just gave a keynote this week on the five questions to ask anytime you face a big challenge or you are facing uncertainty. The keynote was actually about embracing uncertainty. And I have a resource for you. I'm going to do a separate podcast episode on those five questions. But if you want to go get that, you can go to andystorch.com/5questions. That's andystorch.com/5questions. Use the number 5 questions. And you can download that resource. We have more bonus resources on our website, ownyourcareerownyourlife.com. Just click on bonus. That's in there along with some other bonus resources as well. And of course, my book, Own Your Career, Own Your Life, is available on Amazon for you to read and get more insights on mindset and how to set yourself up for future success. All right. Thank you again for listening. I appreciate you. I truly hope you take these lessons and you go out and you build your mindset. You take ownership of your career. You take ownership of your life and you find some gratitude for the things that you have going on right now. Take care.